I'm 20 years old, and I love my stuffed animal. He's a dog named Honey that's about a foot long and covered in white, soft, wool-like material that's been completely matted down from years of love. His eyes, nose, and the outline of his little doggy mouth are all black. But unfortunately, the left side of his mouth has started to disappear from countless times in the wash. Over the years, my friends have tried to convince me that he's actually a lamb, and that may be, but to me, he will always be my little dog. Throughout Honey's life, it has been his job to protect me and my room from whatever dangers may lurk. From the beginning, I used Honey to rest against my back while I slept, as a sort of guard, if you will. It has become aware to me that as a kid, I had a very overactive imagination and firmly believed in the existence of monsters. But as I may have outgrown that little belief of mine, I've certainly not outgrown Honey. I didn't receive Honey as a gift, nor did I pick him out at a store. Instead, Honey is the result of my 5-year-old rebel stage when I stole everything in sight. This ranged from little things like my dad's shoes out of the closet, and went all the way up to a very good friend's watch, which sadly resulted in the end of that friendship. But, luckily, no one was harmed in the taking of this fluffy animal. He originally belonged to my older sister of 4 years, but she, being 9 at the time, had outgrown the stuffed animal stage and declared herself too old and too cool to associate with play toys. So, one day I walked into her room, opened her toy chest where Honey had been stuffed away for who knows how long, took him with me, and never looked back. To this day, when I look at Honey, I can't help but get a flood of memories rushing back to me. He was there for everything in my life, and he knows all my secrets. When I was young and in time out for whatever mischievous thing I did on that occasion, I would use him to wipe away my tears until, finally, my parents couldn't stand to hear my whimpers any longer. He was used as an alarm clock, for which my dad thought it was cute to wake me up by making barking noises and giving me little doggy kisses. He was a thing I clutched onto while calling my best friend to tell her that my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. And he was who I snuggled with through that entire summer she laid in bed, too sick and too weak to move because of her chemo. I would even bring him into her bed with me to cheer her up, as she did with me anytime I was feeling under the weather. Honey even helped me through one of my toughest times to date, the inevitable high school boyfriend breakup. Justin and I had been together for 2.5 years, and in that time, he and Honey had spent quite a substantial amount of hours together sharing my bed, while Justin and I talked, laughed, and maybe had a few secret sleepovers while my parents were out of town. And though I may have chosen the boyfriend over the stuffed animal on occasion, it is Honey who prevailed and still holds that special place in my life. He was the one left to cuddle with me every night while I mended my broken heart for a year. When college rolled around, it was a tough decision regarding whether or not to bring Honey with me. The thought of not having him protect my bed seemed strange, especially when sleeping in a new place so far from my home in California. But it didn't outweigh the even bigger thought of having my roommate think I was some weirdo for still needing a stuffed animal. Ultimately, I chose to leave Honey behind in order to start a new, more adult life in Boulder. Well, this separation only lasted about 2 weeks before I called my mom in desperation of needing my fluffy little protector. No matter how hard I tried to hide it, I was homesick, and I needed to feel that dog against my back at night. A week after that phone call home, Honey arrived in a care package and took his rightful place atop my little twin bed. Though Honey has always been there for me when I needed him, I can't say that I have been the best owner to him. I've dropped him when dancing around the house looking for attention, thrown him when I was upset, left him in countless hotel rooms while on vacations, and even thrown up on him when not having enough time to make it out of the bed. But through all of that, he's still the best security blanket I could ask for, and he continues to watch over me and my room, even upgrading his throne to a full-size bed. Without Honey, I would just be a homesick girl with a broken heart who's still scared of the dark. I'm 20 years old, and I love my stuffed animal.